Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're coming close to Chodesh Adar, Shloshim Yom, or within 30 days. So I decided at that time to start getting ready. We're going to learn together a Maimer B'Siyata D'Shmaya from the Sefer Chachmei Lev, which is mostly a collection of Divrei Torah from a very Choshev Rosh Hashiva here in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. His name is Rav Weinfeld, and this is based on most of the Sefer of Chachmei, it's called Chachmei Lev, Chelek Hei. Most of it is his Chedushim on Shas and Sugyas, but at the end he has a few hundred pages, it's about an 1100 page Sefer, he has a few hundred pages of Inyanei Machshava and Avodas Hashem, so we're going to be learning that. It should be a schus for a Brachu Bas Geula, for Brachu Bas Tzlacha, Levizev Ben Yehudis, for Bracha and for Hatzlacha, and also for Ariel Yishayo Ben Yiska Rachel, for Bracha and Hatzlacha, Dvor Leah Bas Ariela, Beryl Halevi Ben Eli Sheva, and Tali Rus Basara Minda, the Bracha Batzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yadayim. This is from page 961. This is based on a sicha that the Rosh Yeshiva gave on Shabbos Zohar in the year Tavshin Samach 10 years ago. In the midst of Zechiras Amalek, it says in the Rishonim that the tachlis of remembering Maisa Amalek, that we have to remember what Amalek did to us, is in order to arouse the sinna, the hatred that we must feel towards Amalek. And it's clear to everybody who thinks about it that we're not just supposed to hate this nation called Amalek, but be'ikr, we have to hate the ra that is within us. As it says in the Sefer Avodis Yisrael, the Kodesh Sir Magid, Kol Yish Yisrael Tzarech Limcho Yischelek Hara Mechuna Amalek Shetamun Beliboy. Every Jewish person has to destroy that Chelek Hara that's called Amalek, that is hiding in his heart. We have to destroy the Amalek that is within us. So there are many nations that did evil to us, but it's dafka with respect to Amalek that we have to remember what he did to us, that the hatred cannot be weakened, because the evil of Amalek is the worst of all. And then if we understand what the ra of Amalek is, we can also understand what we have to, the ra we have to uproot from within ourselves. Shteit in pasuk reishis goyim Amalek va'acharisoi ade oived. The beginning of goyim is Amalek. The beginning of the nations of the Gentile nations is Amalek, and at the end they will be destroyed. And this means that the rishoniyut, the fact that Amalek is at the very beginning, the very first, that is going to cause that achariso ade oived, in the end they must be destroyed. What is this rishoniyut? So it's not that they were the first one to fight against the Jewish people when they left Egypt. This rishoniyut of Amalek, this being the first, is that Amalek is a stira pnimis. They are the original, the first contradiction to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, this Rishoniyut, this being first, is the reason that we can't fix it, even in Acharis Hayomim, when we have Tikkun Olam B'Malchus Shakai, when God fixes the world completely. Amalek has no Tikkun, even though Rav Kook says, Mitachas HaShemayim, he has no Tikkun. Me'al HaShemayim, he is a Tikkun. But in Mitachas HaShemayim, the Torah says, Timcha Zechor Amalek Mitachas HaShemayim, he has no Tikkun. So, they are the first nation to constitute, they are the original nation to constitute a stira to Klal Yisrael. And we have to understand this stira. It says in the Torah, Vayovo Amalek Vayilochem im Yisrael berefidim. Amalek comes and they waged war, it says in Parshas Bishalach, against the Jewish people in Refidim. Refidim is Rafu Yideihem min HaTorah. Their hands became weak from Divrei Torah. Vayizanev b'cho, that's when they caught us. The Amalekites caught us when we were weak from Divrei Torah. Vayizanev b'cho, kol anechsholim acharecha v'ata oyev v'yogeya. and they cut off the weak ones amongst you, the stragglers, the ones lagging behind, and you were tired and you were toiled. So that's how they got you. Who did they get? They got the stragglers, the ones who were rafu yedeya min haTorah. And that's the Lashon Hara. The Gemara says of Haman, Yeshnoi am echad mefuzer mefurod, Yeshno zakt Haman, she yeshenim min haMitzvahs. That the Jewish people are sleeping. Yeshno, we're sleeping from mitzvahs. So that's what Amalek does. They're getting the weak ones, the ones who are sleeping from mitzvahs, the shlufendik ones, the ones who are weak, the shvachers. So we have to understand who the Shvachers are. We have to understand that Hagdara. And then we can understand the Yichud of Amalek. Amalek who constitutes the very first, the most basic, fundamental, the root of the contradiction to Klal Yisrael, the spirit to Klal Yisrael. They are at the root of everything, at the root of all the nations. Many other nations contradict Klal Yisrael also. But Amalek is at the very root. They're the very source. They're the Rishon. Reish is Goyim. And that is, what does Amalek do? Amalek gets the weak ones, the Shvachers. Vayizaniv b'chokol nechasholim acharecha. Rashi says, chasrei koyach, machmas chetom shahoya anon poltom. They were lacking koach because the anon, because they sinned, the anon, the cloud, spit them out. So we see that it wasn't enough that they sinned. That didn't open the gates for Amalek to come and wage war against the Jewish people. It was the chisaron koyach. It's because after we sinned, we lost those people who sinned, lost their koach. And that's why the pasuk says, nechshalim, the stragglers, the ones lagging behind. It doesn't say the chotim. It was the chait that brought the nechshalus. And the nechshalus, this being weak, this being straggling, it's also osios chalash, these weak ones, these stragglers, these ones left behind, the ones who did the sins, they were the ones who were attacked by Amalek. And we have to fight against Amalek, as the Rebbe points out. Even though we would say, what do we care about them? The chilonim, what do we care about them for? Let Amalek get them. Chas v'shalom. That's all the chol ha'doris. Chol ha'doris, we're fighting against the Amalek. We hate Amalek. Because they fought against the nechshalim. But Rav Weinfeld goes on a different mahalach to explain, not only, obviously, it doesn't preclude what we just said, but this idea of Amalek attacking the Nechshalim. So it's not only how we should relate to the weak people, to the people who have sinned, but even more than that, more than how we relate to other people, it's how we relate to ourselves, the Nechshalim, the ones within us. We have this Koyach HaRa within us, that hates the weak part of ourselves, that gets us down in ourselves. And that's what we're going to talk about. Shteken Pasuk in Shmuel Perek Aleph, in Shmuel Aleph Perek Tezvot Pasuk Yitzayin, Vayomer Shmuel Haloim Katana Tabeinecha, Rosh Shiftei Yisrael Ata, Vayim Shachacha Adunai Lemelech Al Yisrael. Shmuel said to Shaul, if you're small in your eyes, don't do it. You're the head of the tribes of Israel, and God anointed you king over the Jewish people. So we see that from the words of Shmuel, what was Shmuel? He was going and he was rebuking Shaul. If you think you're small in your eyes, you're the head of the tribes of Israel and God appointed you king. And Shaul didn't destroy Amalek. That was his sin. Why didn't he destroy Amalek? Because he was katan b'nei atzmoi. Katan ata b'neicha. And it's mefurish in the Radak there. This hargosh of katnus, of shiflus. Shaul didn't feel good about himself. He felt low. Who am I? Ver binich, I think they say in Yiddish. I'm nothing. So therefore he couldn't fight against Amalek. So he had this chisaron koach, this lack of self-esteem, this inability to believe in himself. This chisaron koach. And Amalek continued. He didn't completely destroy Amalek. And he left Agag alive and the rest is history. And this mid of katnus we find from Shaul, and Shaul at the very beginning. Says when Shaul smult at the Shaul, Lemi kol chendes Yisrael alochol lochol beis avicha. What is chendes Yisrael? Who has all the treasures of Israel? You and your father's house. Shmuel said to Shaul, so the chendes Yisrael is the melucha, and on that it says that you have the treasures, you have melucha, and that it says vayan Shaul vayomer lo benyamini anochi mikatnei shiftei Yisrael. ומשפחתי את סעירה מכל משפחת שבט בנימין, שבטי בנימין, ולא מדיברתי אליי כדבר הזה. איך בן הגורנש? איך בן הגורנש? I'm a nothing. He said, who am I? I'm a nothing. I'm, my family's young. I'm the youngest. I'm a nobody. I'm the smallest. So it looks like a nova, but it's not a nova. A nova is a good thing. Moshe Rabbeinu had a nova, but he was zeyer zeyer ashtakayit. He didn't have nechshalos, Moshe Rabbeinu. He did what he had to do. So he had to wage war. He went to war, but it was Shaul who had this weakness. No, I can't do it. How can I do this? How can I fight? How can I destroy Amalek? Who am I? When he's pointed at the beginning, when he's appointed, he already says, I'm a nobody. So it's not just anova. Anova doesn't mean that you don't believe in yourself. You believe in yourself. You just believe that Hashem gave you the kochos. But why do you believe in yourself? You don't look down on other people. You believe Hashem gave them kochos also. Vada navada. But it doesn't mean that you think you're zero. Otherwise, you don't put on tefillin anymore. You're not going to learn. I'm not going to understand Tosfos anyway. Why should I bother? I can't do a chesed. I can't make somebody feel good. Who am I? I'm a nobody. How can I make somebody feel good? That's not a nova. That's terrible. It's a nova psula. Shmuel says that's the end. That's the beginning of your end. Kara Hashem es mamlechas Yisrael me'alecha. That's it. He lost the kingdom because of that. Because he was so small in his eyes. And Shmuel said, Aloim katana tavei necha, you think you're small. Forget about it. You're the head of the tribes. And Shaul himself said, Ki aresi asam veshma b'kom, was afraid of the people. I didn't have the omens. I didn't have the courage. So the efsharus, the possibility of Amalek to continue, because Shaul didn't destroy them, is because midas katan ata beinecha. So there's definitely a connection between the content, the essence of the cause and the effect. Amalek is the cause, is katan ata beinecha. And Amalek feeds off this midah. This chisaron koach is the life of Amalek. Amalek loves that we don't believe in ourselves. And that's who he's fighting against. He's fighting against these nechshalim. Oh, you guys don't believe. You're sinners. You're nothing. Look at you guys. The Anan spit you out. Now we're going to go get you. Hashem Yishmor. Shteitin Pasuk and Mishlei Perak Yates, Pasuk Chofhei, Leitz Take Opesi Yarim. You hit a leitz, you smite a clown, a joker, a mocker, and a fool becomes wise. The Medrash says in Shmais Rabbo, Parsha Chof Zayin, Oishei, Leitz takas Amalek, upesi yarim ze Yisrael. So who's the leitz that you're hitting? Amalek. Who's the pesi that's becoming wise? That's Jethro, Yisrael. Yisrael became wise after Amalek got smitten. So Amalek, leitz takas Amalek, ze Amalek. So Chazal define Amalek with the meat of leitzanus. What's the meat of leitzanus? Leitzanus is a tchun of zilzel, of heyeder kavod mechashivus. Leitzanus is this isn't important. This doesn't matter. It has no chashivus. Zero. Stupid. You make fun of it. You make everything into a joke. Like modern entertainment. You go to one of those talk shows. Everything is a joke. Everybody is the mock of somebody else's joke. You laugh at the president. You laugh at the vice president, you laugh at the president's wife, you laugh at everything and everybody. Everything is a joke. God is a joke. Religion is a joke. Everything's a joke. That's leitzanus. Head there covered in chashivus. And the mistake people make is that they think that a leitz is only mezalzel on other people. Aber es nicht azoi. Shoyrish haleitzanus. The root of this meat of mockery, of a lack of chashivus, a lack of importance, is that a person mocks himself. A person belittles not only others, but himself. That's where it begins. And because he belittles himself, that's the way he looks at himself. With those eyes, he looks at the world also. He looks at everybody else too. He's mezuzel b'enei atzmo, so the whole world's mezuzel b'enei. Somebody who isn't mechabed other people isn't mechubed himself. He doesn't know what kavod is. He's living in a world of lack of kavod. There's nothing, nobody's important, nothing matters. We already see by Yesav that he sold the Bechorah. Vayizav, Yesav is a Bechorah. Why was he Mephaz of the Bechorah? Pasuk says, Hinei Anuchi Ha'alech Lamus, for Lamus Aliyah Bechorah. What do I need a Bechorah for? Rashi says, there are many Asharis and Onshin and Mises Tfuyim, but Hinei Anuchi Ha'alech Lamus Aliyah, I'm going to die. I'm going to do Averis and I'm going to die. Meaning Yesav didn't believe in himself. Hayapo He'adir Bitachon Atzmi. Iha Arachat Kochot Nafsho. He didn't have self-confidence, Yesav. So he said, what am I going to do? I'm going to lose anyway. I'm going to sin anyway. Chbina Gornish. Of course, a person has to be humble. You have to realize all your kochos are from Hashem. You're not arrogant towards other people. But to believe in yourself, to believe you have the kochos. And Esav was mazniach li avoidah. Vayivez Esav is b'choy. What do I need this for? I'm a nobody. It's not for me. He was mezalzal himself. He ended up being mezalzal b'chor and everything. And that's why a person sins. He doesn't believe. He says, I'm a nothing. What are my mitzvahs worth? What's my Torah worth? The kiyum of Amalek is made possible by the mid of Kotan Atobe Inecho. And he's mezaniv the nechsholim sherofu yideya. The chotim came to a place of chisar and koach. They didn't have their self esteem. They had yeyush. I'm a nobody. Polta ma'ana. Ve'atoye v'yogeya. They were so tired. They said, I don't have the strength for this. I'm a nothing. And then Amalek attacks. Notice Amalek lives off this feeling of weakness, of the nechshalim, the strag, not only the sins. After they sin, they straggle behind. The Anan spits them out. And they think, I'm a nobody, I'm a nothing. And then Amalek says, oh, you think you're a nothing? Let's talk. Now we're going to get you. We get you at that point that, in other words, Amalek only continued, as we see later on, by Shaul. Because Shaul didn't believe in himself. That's the koich of Amalek. And that's the ones they attack, the people who don't believe in themselves. They say the Chazal teach us, Psukim, that there's seven nations in Eretz Yisrael. So these are Keneged and Kabbalah, the seven bad midos, corresponding to the seven midas of Kedusha. So the midas tovas are kelim l'kedusha. When you have a mida, when you have seven midas rois that correspond to the seven midas of Kedusha, so even the midas rois can be, they correspond, so they can be turned into Kedusha, and therefore the seven nations have a tiklan. It doesn't say to erase any other nation besides Amalek. Reishis goyim is the mida of leitzanus. Amalekite won't listen to you. An Amalekite is complete. He doesn't believe in himself. He doesn't believe in the world. Everything is a big joke. The only good late sanus in the world, the Gemara says, late sanusad avodazara, to mock, to make light of avodazara. But nothing is in the world that avchashivus. Amalek thinks he himself doesn't have chashivus. Esav is the source of Amalek. Esav is the grandfather of Amalek. He himself didn't think, he thought he was a nobody. And that's what Amalek thinks. And then when somebody else thinks that, that's their koach. That's what they think about themselves. That's the way they look at the world. And those are the people they attack. Reishis goyim Amalek. They are the source of all ra. The root, the worst, the most menageit to Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is the reishis. We're the beginning. Reishis bara Elokim. Bishvil Yisrael shenikru reishis. The world was created for the Jewish people. We're called reishis. They're also called reishis. It's them connected us. And Bereishis Bara Elokim B'Shvil Yisrael Shenikru Reishis says, we feel, a Jew has to feel such a chashivas, the whole world was created for me. And Amalek says, no, they're that Reishis. They're the beginning, they're the root of all the tumah. No! I'm a nobody, you're a nobody, the world is nothing. And that's why Reishis Goyim Amalek V'Acharise Adei Oved. At the end they have to be destroyed. God has to remove this koyach of late sonas from the world. There's no hope. They won't listen to you. They think they're nothing. Can't give musr to somebody who won't listen. Tzilsa Sharm says that a letz is like, you try to give him musr, it's like shooting an arrow at a shield and at his oil, and it just sort of hits the shield and it falls away. Nothing. No harm done. And here we quote a very famous passage from the Kohen HaGadol Milublin in his Tzidkas HaTzadik. Kishem shetzarech chodim lahamin b'Hashem yizbarach, kach tzarech achar kach lahamin b'atzmai. Rotze loymar, sheyesh lo Hashem yizbarach esek imoy, v'she'eno poil botel, she'ben laila hoyu ben laila ovan. Just like a person has to believe in God, he also has to believe afterwards in himself, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about you. And he's not a poel laila, that he just comes and he goes, ben laila hoyu ben laila ovan, u'b'chayos ha'sodeh. And like an animal, like a dog, like a cat, like a bear, he dies and he goes away and that's
it.
He has to believe that his soul comes from God. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such pleasure from you when you fulfill his will. He's mamish mishtasheya. And that's what it means, Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe Avdo. What does it mean that they believed in God and Moshe's servant, Perish Moshe? Moshe means, Ratzel loymar klal shishim riba nefoshes Yisrael b'dora hu eminu shishem yisbarach hafetz behem. Moshe encompasses all 600,000 souls, all the Jews. At that moment they believe that God believes in them. V'roitzel mekabel nachas ruach menachay lakatov shebehem. And God loves the good part of you. That a person has to believe that Hashem loves him. And the moment you believe that, then you'll do, and you'll live, and you'll make the Tati proud. And somebody who doesn't have this emuna, or he's mikatnei emuna, he's katan be'enov, and he doesn't feel that he has this, that Hashem loves him, that Hashem is nachas ruach from him. So he's not going to want to do anything. He's not going to have any koach. He's going to sin. He's going to say, "What am I worth? Chbin agon, this is the yisod." It's not philosophical. I haven't met a person in years. In years, maybe in 2 decades, who had serious philosophical problems. Occasionally a person has a question. People have questions. Baruch Hashem, people think. Thinking is a good thing. The only result of thinking is having questions. The Torah is filled with questions. All of Torah Baal Paz answer to questions. All of Gemara, all of Shas. But that's not what stops them, the questions. It's that they don't believe in themselves. They think they're nobody. They think they can't get close to God. They don't realize. They can get Ruach HaKodesh. Like it says in Tanit Be'eliyahu, or Eliyahu Navi teaches us, any man or woman, goy or Jew, can get Ruach HaKodesh. HaKol HaFima HaSayim. But a person doesn't believe in that. And then they lose their koach. And they say, "I'm finished." Oyev V'yogeya, that's when Amalek attacked. Haman, Amalek attacks. Yesh Noyam Echod Yesheinim and Amitzvahs. They love that. They love when we get down on ourselves. When we hate Amalek, and when we hate the Amalek within us, it's hating Leitzanus, hating Zilzul, hating that part that knocks ourselves down. And if Leitzanus and Zilzul are Reishis Goyim, Ha'arocha, Kavoid, Emunah B'chashivus Erkenu, is the Reishis of Yadus, again, B'Reishis Baruch Elokim HaShemayim B'Saretz, for Yisrael, Shenikru Reishis, that a person has to believe that he's the Reishis. The whole world is for him, the whole world is for every Jew. Yisrael, I like that. Klal Yisrael is named after one person. Everybody's a Jew. Everybody's Yisrael. Yisrael is one person. Klal Yisrael. We're many, many people, but it's all enough for one person. We're all named after one person. One person has the koach to be Gan's Klal Yisrael. It all started with one person. It started with one little Avraham Avinu, who became very big. So a person has to believe that he's great, and that he's important, and that she is great, and that she is important. We don't distinguish between men and women, everybody can give HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas ruach. Everybody with their own task, in their own way of life, has to find ways to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu tremendous nachas ruach. Michias Amalek means to uproot the katan atah beinecho, to think that you're small in your eyes. That's what Michias Amalek is. The Amalek within us that the Svarim talk about, that we quoted earlier from the Heilige Kodesh and Magid. Now I'll read the Lashon of Weinfeld. He writes very beautifully, by the way. I enjoy reading his words. B'nei Torah, b'prat b'doreinu, shepasha b'makas ha'leitzonis v'azilzul. B'nei Torah, specifically in our generation, that we have this makah, in this generation, of leitzonis, of zilzul. They have to be mechazik, the shminis shebishminis. That little bit, the Gemara says, that little bit of gaiva that a Talmud Chacham has to have, an eighth of an eighth, 164th. V'yigbo libo b'darkei Hashem tzvakos. To raise their heart in the path of Hashem.
All the Jews are b'nei malachim, man malchi rabbanan. All the Jews are chashuv.
Everybody has to believe that.
L'mi kol chemdes Yisrael, Shmuel said to Shaul, l'chol l'chol beis avicha, everybody.
Everybody's malchi rabbanan. We have the king, the people, the b'nei Torah, people listening. People listening to the shiur. What are you listening for? Why don't you go and listen to WINS 1010 Wins? You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world. The answer is because you're great. Because you want to hear Dvar Hashem, you want to hear Divrei Kedusha, Divrei Tara, Divrei Chizuk. Something to bring you a little closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What else are we here for?
Not to find out that there's traffic on the George Washington Bridge. It's also important if you have to go across the George Washington Bridge. It's because I didn't know in advance if there's going to be traffic.
But you're listening to Torah because you want to grow. Of course you want to grow. Why listen to me? I'm the worst person to listen to if you don't want to grow. That's what I talk about all the time. Yeah. People don't like to grow, like to ignore me. Baruch Hashem. But they don't believe in themselves, so they avoid it.
So every Ben Torah has to realize his schus and his chova to be Roy Shifte Yisrael.
Everybody has to feel like I'm an example. And even if we sin, we can do tshuva, not to be nechshalim, not to be ayefim v'yageya.
V'afim chatonu chas v'shalom v'adei shetzarech loshu v'al zeh b'tshuva shleima. Ach lo lios chas v'shalom chas v'koyach mach maschetam.
Not to be weak, not to lose our bearings. Yitein Hashem v'nizke losseis begoines keser hamalucha.
We should be merit to hold the glory of the crown of kingship.
Man malchei rabbanan, b'nei Torah, b'nos Torah, are the kings and the queens of this world.
Adai nizke b'koroiv livahoya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz b'yom ha'uyi Hashem echad u'shmo echad.
So we zocha very soon to Hashem being king over the earth. On that day, Hashem will be one and His name will be one. My sweetest friends, thank you so much for listening. Yishbi zocha mitz Hashem. To go mala, 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 b'torah, b'kedusha, and everything good. Amen, ken yiratzon, shalom, shalom.